Turn in our Bibles this morning to Philippians 4.
大家今天早上可以先把圣经打开到腓立比书第四章。
Philippians 4, verse 8.
腓立比书第四章第八节。
Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things.
腓立比书第四章第八节，弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Father, it's so wonderful as we live on this sinful earth, we can have victory.
亲爱的父啊，这是何等的奇妙！在这样罪恶的世界里面，我们却可以活一个得胜的生活。
The victorious Christian life, walking with the Lord Jesus.
就是基督徒得胜的这个生命，靠着与你同行。
Thankful for the time around the table this morning, where we could declare in song and in praise and prayer the Lord's victory over sin, sickness, death. Thank you, Lord.
感谢你今天早上在桌子面前，我们可以借着诗歌，借着我们的祷告啊，来宣扬这样一个得胜。这个得胜是胜过罪、胜过疾病、胜过死亡的。
Father, like everything in life, we're dependent upon Thee now to teach us from Your Word.
就像生命里面的每一件事，我们现在要来依靠你，需要你来教导我们，用你的话语。
Open Your Word to us.
把你的话语打开。
That we might see the victory of Jesus.
我们可以看见在耶稣里的得胜。
Grow up.
我们可以长成。
In your beloved Son, we pray. Amen.
长成像你的爱子一样，我们如此的祷告是奉你的名。Amen.
When you read a couple verses like that, we realize how simple life really is.
当我们读到这样的章节的时候，应该会意识到其实生活是可以很简单的。
Whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are pure, think about these things.
凡是真实的、可敬的，就是思想这些事情。
We are exposed to so much during one day.
在我们的一天里面，其实我们是被暴露在很多事的面前。
This little devilish, demonic thing.
我也有哈。这个小小的那个邪恶的一个工具吧，一个设备
，takes up much of our time，
占用了我们很多时间。
That is unworthy，
这个是完全不配的。
It's very temporary，
只是那暂时的。
And yet we've been created for an eternal purpose，
我们被创造是为着那永远的旨意。
Incidentally， this like everything in the world。Does not have to be devilish.
其实在这个世界上不是每件事都是这么的邪恶。
I like to think of this as being given to us by God.
有的时候我想到，其实这个也是神赐给我们的。
It's an instrument that can be used all the time just to know the Lord Jesus.
这个也是一个设备，可以我们随时来使用，来认识我们的主耶稣。
And that's the way it is really with everything in life.Everything can be used for good, or it can be used for evil.
这也适用在生活里面的每件事，可以我们使用它为着好处，也可以使用它 成为那邪恶的。
Those things that build us up in the Lord, or those things that destroy us.
有的时候在让我们在主里建造的，却来毁坏我们。
And this verse that we just read, it just says, think about the pure. Think about those things that are eternal. Think about those things that are noble and right.
像这个章节里面所讲的，就是我们应该来思想那些公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的。
This morning I want to just share on the simplicity of knowing Jesus.
今天早上我要跟大家分享的就是认识耶稣的这个简单。
Jesus is eternal.
耶稣他是永远的。
And as a result, he is the only one that can bring us into the fullness of eternity now and forever.
那也因此只有他能够把我们带进现在和将来的那个完全的里面。
Most of the people live on this planet out of the 7.9 billion people have no victory.
在这个地球上面所生活的这 7.9 亿人里面，许多许多他们没有过一个得胜的生活。
They and maybe
79亿
some of you can be a slave to this earth.
在我们中间其实有很多人在这个地上是做奴仆的。
The Lord Jesus, our Father in heaven, did not make life complicated.
其实我们的主耶稣还有天父，他们在创造这个生命的时候，并没有让它成为那么复杂。
The gospel is basically on every page in this book. It's a very simple, practical, everyday thing.
在这个圣经里面的每一页里面所讲到的这个救恩，其实是非常的现实，在我们的生命里面的每一个时刻，每一件事情里面。
But it takes often a lifetime to come into it.
但是却让需要我们使用一生的时间来进入。
Moses, that great leader in Egypt at age 40, he was likely to become the next Pharaoh.
摩西当他四十岁的时候，在埃及长大这么久，很可能他就是下一个法老。
But there was something from his early childhood, the prayers of his parents, that lingered in his heart.
但因着从小开始他父母的那个祷告，在他心里面就一直萦绕着一件事。
At age 40, he took life into his own hand. Here's an injustice. I need to fix it.
在四十岁的时候，他就起来看见这个不公义的事情，他就起来说：“我要把这件事情更正。”
And he killed the man.
然后那个时候他就杀了一个人。
Now he's a fugitive.
现在他成了一个逃犯。
Now he's on the run.
现在他要逃跑。
And for 40 years, God trains him.
然后四十年，神来训练他。
You young people, you're on this earth to be trained.
那年轻人，你们在这个地上是要被训练的。
By God.
是由神来训练你们。
We have parents or someone guardian in our life.
我们有父母或者我们的监护人。
And we parents and your parents make many mistakes. Some of them might not even know the Lord.
那我们自己的父母或者你们的父母经常会有很多的错误，甚至有一些还不认识神。
But if you will learn to obey even those parents, you will be ready for the Lord's return.
但就算从这样的父母里面，我们也可以学顺服，来预备我们主的回来。
Moses went through the school of Christ for an additional 40 years.
摩西在这个主的这个课堂里面，他有四十年时间。又有了四十年。
He was actually my age, over 80, when the Lord spoke to him.
其实他当时被当神向他来说话的时候， 向他显现。那个时候他跟我的年纪差不多，是超过80岁了。
And just as he said, Moses, Moses, to every one of us, you young people, to the oldest one here, the Lord is saying this morning, your name. And he says it twice with emphasis. Do you love me? Do you love me? Will you follow me?
今天其实神也是像当时呼召摩西一样，摩西，摩西，也对着我们中间的孩子们，一直到我们年长的，也照着我们的名字来呼召我们，两次叫我们的名字，摩西，摩西，你愿意来爱我吗？你愿意来跟从我吗
？There's not one person hearing my voice this morning that the Lord is not speaking to us as if you were the only one on this earth. He has you in His only thought this morning. His thought is that you were the only thought.
今天如果你听我这样讲的话，希望你的感觉就是神今天是对着你个人来讲，就好像这个世界上没有其他的，只有你在神的心意里面，只有你听到他向你来讲话。
And he's doing this daily. He says, "Come to me, and you can say your name. Come to me, come to me, come to me. I am the answer."
每一天他都这样来向我们呼召。他说到我这里来，照着我们的名字来呼召我们，说到我这里来，我这里才有答案。
We have so many activities, so many concerns that we do not hear that still small voice. Come unto me, I will give you rest.
很多时候我们有太多的事物缠绕思虑，所以没有听到那个微小的声音说到我这里来。到我这里来。
There can be so much turmoil in our heart, we do not come into that basic, foundational tenet called rest.
在我们心里面有太多的劳累，不能进入到那个小小的那个安息所在。
We get so complicated that we miss the whole point. Everyone in this room has one thing in common.
有的时候我们太复杂，没有意识到在今天所有人坐在这里的都有一个共同点。
We all want to have peace, rest in the soul, in the heart.
其实在我们每个人的灵魂里面都可以找到一个安息。
Everyone on the face of this earth
每一个在这个地上生活的人
wants this peace, this rest,
都愿意得着这个安息，这个平安。
But we seek it in the world, on this planet. So I'm going to find rest here.
但是我们很多人却是在这个地上来寻找，要找到一个安息所在。
This world is passing away.
这个世界是要过去的。
Everything on this globe, the Bible is very clear, is going to burn.
在这个地球上的所有的一切，圣经已经早就讲明了，都要被烧去的。
And yet our hands are so grasped to something down here.
但是我们的手却一直要紧抓着在这个地上的很多事。
Every phone is going to melt one of these days.
在那个时候来，所有有形质的东西都要被火所要融化掉的。
Why would we be so foolish to put our trust, our affection, our time into something that's passing away?
为什么我们这么的愚蠢，要把我们的这些爱、把我们的努力、把我们的追求摆在这些要过去的事情上面
？It doesn't even make sense. It's not even logical.
完全没有道理，是不符合逻辑的。
Why would you spend time with something that's going to go poof? It's gone.
为什么我们要花这么多的时间在一个事情上？这个事情很快就这么消失的。
It's our spirit that lasts forever.
但是我们的灵是存到永远的。
It's that relationship with God that's going to make it through.
是我们与神的那个永远的关系，要经历一切，最后还存留的。
When I first came here. walked into this building here, there were rows of pipe fittings and plumbing, row after row. That's the way this room was. Just nothing but plumbing and electrical stuff. It was not this.
当我第一次进到今天我们聚会的这个场所的时候，我所看到的地上全是那些电子设备啊，然后那些管道啊，完全不是今天现在我们看见的这个样子。
In 1994 January, we had a little gathering right here, just a few.
在1994年的一月份，就在这里，这个前面小小的一点地方，人也不多，就开始有一个聚集。
I had a beautiful wife sitting next to me.
那个时候我一位美丽的妻子就在我旁边。
She's in heaven.
现在她在天上了。
Over 30 years ago.
这是30年前的事了。
Things change.
很多事情已经改变。
A lot of us won't be here 30 years from now.
如果我们再往后数30年，很多人都不会在我们中间了。
Time, the Bible says, is but a minute. It's but a second. It's but a blade of grass that comes up in the morning and withers and dies.
那在圣经里面讲到我们这一生啊，这个时间是非常的短暂，就像那个早上的就像那个草一样，生出然后又枯萎。
Are you going to invest on the moment, the blade that's vanishing, or are you going to invest in eternity?
如果我们要投资的话，是投资在出现，投资在出现少时就不见的事上呢，还是投资在永远的里面？
We sang earlier, victory in Jesus.
在之前我们已经唱到了，得胜靠耶稣。
There's only one race all of us are in.
其实对我们来讲，只有一个奔跑，我们应该在里面的。
My career, my vocation, and I have this. Oh, I also have Jesus on Sunday.
并不是说哦，我也在追求工作和职业，然后呢，在礼拜天我也来追求我们的耶稣，来快跑。
So many of us, and I was included in that. Sunday was my time with Jesus.
很多人他们的结论就是，礼拜天是归给我的主耶稣基督的。
And the other six days and about 22 hours was mine.
但是另外的六天呢，每天的22个小时呢，都是属于我自己的。
And the world enslaves us into our vocations, into our schooling. That, but I do have that little bit of time for the Lord.
在我们的生命里面，其实被充满的都是关乎职业、学业，然后就有那么一点点的时间。哦，这些是归给我们的主的。
Life begins, brothers and sisters, when.Everything in our life is from Him, of Him, for Him, period.
所有的事情它有价值的时候从什么时候开始呢？就是当这件事是出于神，依靠神，也归于神。
Yes, we have jobs. We have jobs. They're very important.
没错，我们是有我们的工作，也是非常重要的。
Do they enslave you?
但是这个工作有没有让你成为一个奴隶呢
？Some of you experience you're going along good, you get fired, the company quits.
那很多人我们也经历到，虽然我们在职业里面走了很长的路，但最后却是被解雇了，因为这个公司自己都不能存留了。
Are you going to be enslaved to that which is passing away?
那我们有没有在这个要过去的事情上面成为奴隶呢
？No, it's just.Keeps bread on the table. The job is, it takes care of the rent, pays the payments.
这个工作应该是什么呢？就是来让我们有每日的饮食，让我们可以有足够的这个钱财可以去付这些房租或者其他的这些费用而已。
So what is the answer?
那这个答案在哪里呢？
Let's look at a verse in Second Timothy.
让我们来看一看，这个答案是在提摩太后书。
Second Timothy.
提摩太后书。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
第三章第十六节。
Chapter way ahead of me. Verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That, verse 17, that the man of God, the woman of God, the young person, young man and woman here, may be complete, made perfect, thoroughly equipped for every good work. A verse like this, did everyone read it?
No, not yet.
Okay.
提摩太后书的三章第十六还有在第十七节，圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人，也包括在我们中间的这些年轻人们，得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
What I like about the Bible.
为什么我这么喜爱这本圣经？
It has lists many of the problems, but it always has the answer.
这里面也列出了许多许多的问题、困难，但是从来都会给我们有一个解答。
And a verse like this really is so conclusive. It's so complete in answering every practical problem in life.
刚才读到的这个章节是如此的有归纳性，是如此的完全，对于我们生活里面所有的问题都可以有解答。
It really centers around the word. All scripture, as this goes on to say, is the basis, the answer for life.
这里面讲到就是圣经所有的这些神的话都是神所默示的，是在我们生命里面的每一个问题都可以有解答的。
Unbelievers in this world do not know that.
在这个世上那些不信的人他们不知道这件事。
But even more sad, most of us believers take this word very casually.
但是更悲哀的就是我们已经信神的人有的时候却把这件事当成非常随意了。
God's plan, God's purpose, God's victory for us, for man and women, young people. When I say the word man, that includes all of us.
那神的计划、神的目的、所有的这些，对于所有的人来讲，这个弟兄讲到人，讲到男人，其实在英文里面这个字，男人其实包括每一个人。
It's found in the word God.Breathes into us His very life.
都在这些话里面提到，因为这个话是神他所默示的，是他自己的呼吸。
If we turn to just back one page to Second Timothy 2:15.
如果我们把这个圣经再翻一页到前面，在第二章里面
，It says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth."
这里面讲到，十五节，你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
How many of you are ones who open this book daily?
在我们中间有多少人是每天愿意打开这本书来读他的话呢？
And I might include the cell phone. It does have the word in it. And some of you use that.
那也包括我们可以使用这个工具来读神的话。
I'm always afraid, though, that the electricity or something earthly might go off, might not work, and the word, the written word, is what we have left.
那有的时候我在想啊， 如果我们这个电子设备都没有的话，那这个神的话就是在这个纸张上面的话。
But the word says, "Thy word, the Lord's life, hidden in our heart, that we might not sin against Thee."
那刚才弟兄所讲到的就是他很怕这样的事发生，但神所讲的就是我的话是印在你们的心里，让你们可以知道，可以不要得罪我。
What I'd like to do in the few minutes that we have this morning, just give a simple example.I've shared on this before, but it just struck me the last couple of days. Psalm 23. Because I believe Psalm 23 sums up the entire Old Testament particularly.
那今天讲到这个简单，在我的心里面，尤其这几天，我心里面有一个很简单的意念要跟大家来分享的。这个意念就集中在诗篇第二十三篇。诗篇第二十三篇其实是整本旧约的一个总结。
Many of you young people have learned this, and there was a reason why your parents or teachers instructed you to hide this word, Psalm 23, in your heart.
在我们中间的年轻人，也许你的父母们就是这样要求你来学习，来背诵这个诗歌，把它存在你的心里，这个是有原因的。
One of the things I think it's amazing, David might have been, the author, King David, could have been about your age, young people.
那有一件很有趣的事情就是，这个诗篇的作者大卫王，他写这个诗篇的时候，年纪也许与在座的这些孩子们年纪差不多。
Which is a phenomenal thought because it's so complete, it's so rich.There's so much depth to it, and he might have been 14, 15, 16 years of age.
这件事是非常的不可思议的。大家想一想，也许他当时只有十三四岁的年纪，但是这个诗篇里面他的这个深度，他的广度，确实让我们非常的惊奇。
God did not give His word to theologians, students.Of the word only, he gave it to us simple people. I'm a farm boy, and all I know is milking cows and hauling in hay. But the interesting thing to me is I can understand this.
那感谢主，因为神并不是把他的话只是启示给那些神学生而已。他启示给像我这样简单的人，我是在农场长大的，我所知道的就是那些奶啊，那些这些草堆啊，我是这么长大的。
Did I say that much?
Yes. Even more. Sorry, I translate less.
God will His way.Is to speak to every single heart on the face of the earth.
这是神的旨意，也是他的那条道路。他要对着在这个地上的每一个人的心来说话。
His will is that none should perish.
他的这个旨意是永远存留的。
Would God then make this thing complicated? I must go to seminary. I must study under great professors to understand this?
他的话是不是复杂到一个地步，我必须要去到神学院，要跟一个非常非常有名的教授来学习才得着呢？
Now, one of the great statements Jesus made when he was on this earth, he says, come unto me.
其实耶稣在这个地上讲了一句非常简单的话，就是到我这里来。
And what did he say of the little children?
那他对着这些孩子们讲了什么呢？
Suffer the little children to come unto me, the adults and the Pharisees and the scribes. Children, get out of here, get out of here. I have no time. That was their idea. Jesus is, he's the speaker. We don't need children.
对于那些法利赛人或者是其他在宗教里的人，他们就说，孩子们离开离开，因为现在这个讲员是耶稣，这是非常非常认真的事情，孩子们不能在我们中间。
And Jesus says, suffer, allow, bring the children to me. And he takes them into his arms. He holds them. I've come for you. We're all children.
那耶稣当时是怎么样呢？他就斥责那些人说，让小孩子到我这里来，然后他就拥抱这些孩子们，就来按手在他们身上。
He cares for the lowly.
他所关心的就是那些微低微的卑微的人。
Who are we anyway?
我们到底是什么呢？
Not much.
我们什么都不是。
Anyone in here who hasn't lost their temper many, many times?
在我们中间，很多人其实经常的发脾气。
Been frustrated with our wives, with our husbands, the people we're to love. We get angry with them.
对着我们所爱的，或者是妻子，或者是丈夫，我们却对他们来生气发脾气。
Oh, brothers and sisters, we need a savior.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要救主。
We need someone that can get down where we live. We're miserable people.
我们是很悲惨的人，我们需要主来抚救我们，到让我们到他那里去。
Totally deceived. I'm great. I think I'm good.
如果一个人觉得哦，我这个人很有能力，我这个人很了不起的话。
Every once in a while, you meet a person who says, "I'm good."
有一次我碰到一个人，这个人说我很好。
Well, I hope there's no one that thinks that they're good.
我希望今天在这里没有一个人心里面想我很好。
But the good news is, we're good in Christ.
但是有一个好消息，就是在基督里面我们可以很好。
We've been bought with a price.
我们是被这个赎价所买回来的。
That's what made the Lord's table this morning so exciting.
这就是为什么今天早上在这个纪念主的这个桌子面前，我们可以这样的来兴奋激动。
Jesus says, "Take and eat of me."
因为耶稣他竟然他愿意接纳像我这样的人。
When we took that cup this morning, it was, "Thank you, Lord, your blood was shed. I am free in Christ."
今天早上当我们领这个杯的时候，我们心里有没有想过，主啊，感谢你，因为你已经解救了我，我是自由的。
A little wafer, the bread of life.
还有就是这个生命的饼。
This isn't some religious ordinance that we do.
并不是一些宗教的仪式，我们在这里做做而已。
That means absolutely nothing.
那些是完全没有意义的。
But did you notice how you have to steel your heart to make the Lord's table worthwhile?
但你有没有这样的感觉，就是我的心一定要被他所得着，才能使这个饼杯的时间是值得的。
How easy it is, young people, and this is the same with us adults. Someone says something next to us, whispers something, we lose our concentration.
对孩子们来讲，其实对我们每个人都是这样。如果旁边有个人小声讲什么话，马上我们就被打岔了。
To be still just 55 minutes before the Lord, when we're even singing, people are praying, can be the most difficult thing in the world.
在这55分钟饼杯的时间里面，我们一直在唱歌，一直在祷告。在这样的时候，如果我们的心能够安稳在主面前，其实是一件非常困难的事情。
We're so easily distracted.
我们是如此的容易就被带偏了。
But David in Psalm 26, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd."
但是大卫在诗篇第23篇这么讲，耶和华是我的牧者。
And when David used that word shepherd, he was directly saying, "I am a sheep."
当大卫说耶和华是我的牧者的时候，同时他也是在直接的讲，我是主的羊。
I think you've heard me say here before, a sheep being a farm boy, a sheep is not smart.
那讲到这个羊，我是在农场长大的，我一直提这件事，我知道这个羊是非常的不聪明的。
You turn cattle into a field, they will find water. Even if it's a 40-acre field, they'll find water before the sun goes down.
对于很多的牲畜来讲，你把它们放在比如一个四十亩那么大的地方，它们到这一天结束之前，总会找到那个水源。
This is why sheep have a shepherd. A shepherd, day after day, has to take them to the water source.
但是对羊来讲，羊必须要靠着这个牧人把它带到那个喝水的地方。
They're lost in their own field.
甚至在自己的农场才四十亩，他们也会迷路的。
A sheep will find a little hole in the wire and he'll put his head through and get caught.
在地上如果有一个坑的话，他们有的时候就把头钻进去，然后一天就被卡在那里。
You help that little sheep out. You turn around 15 minutes later, he's put his head back in the same place.
你把这个羊从那个坑里拔出来之后，过15分钟他又把头又钻进去，又卡住。
Do you see why God uses the picture here of sheep representing us?
那大家看到没有？神在这里是用羊来代表我们的。
God doesn't want us to get mad. I just preached about it. I said, we shouldn't get mad.
神并不是要让我们听着这些来生气。刚才我已经讲了，我们不要发脾气。这不是神的意思。
It would be very likely that most of us will get frustrated, mad at something yet today.
很有可能在我们中间现在还有人因着昨天所发生的一件事情还在生气的。
Maybe even before the hour's over.
也许就在刚才的一个小时结束之前。
We've been born in sin.
我们是在罪里面。
We love to sin.
我们也愿意去犯罪。
It's very natural. I don't want to use the word normal because it's not to be normal, but it just comes very easy.
对我们来讲，喜爱犯罪，犯罪是很容易的。我不愿意用这个词，但是这却成为我们一个正常的光景。
And to think that the Lord has come and dealt with that.
但是感谢神，因为主他来了，他要解决这件事。
He says,Take my life.
他就说，来使用我的生命。
Take my patience.
得到我的生命，得到我的忍耐。
No one learned this more than Moses did.
没有任何一个人像摩西那样学到了这个忍耐。
And for 40 years, we see this meekest man on the earth.
在这四十年间，我们就看到摩西成了这世上最谦和的人。
There was a day when the children of Israel were murmuring.
当这个以色列的子民在那里发怨言的时候，
and Moses lost it. Moses lost his temper.
那一次有一次摩西他发了脾气了。
And he called his people, the Lord's people, you rebels.
然后他就对着这个神的子民说：“你们这些悖逆的人。”
And because he was the representative of God, God had to discipline him.
因为他这样，所以神要来教训他。
Thank the Lord for our Father who disciplines us in heaven.
感谢神，因为神他管教我们，他是我们天上的父亲。
He does not let us get away with anything.
他不愿意我们没学了一个功课之后就这么通过了。
And friends, brothers and sisters, if you're not obeying the Lord, God is continually going to discipline, chasten, until we yield to Him.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们对着神不顺服的话，神会一直一直一直的来管教我们，直到我们愿意向他来顺从。
Not an easy lesson to learn.
这并不是一个容易学的功课。
We see it in the other person. We see the problem.
那我们也看到另外一个人，另外一个问题。
And it takes us a long time to shut up and quit correcting our husband, our wife.
这个问题就是我们总是不停止的在那里试着用我们的说教来改变我们的丈夫或者妻子。
And let our Father in heaven do the work.
让我们允许我们天上的父亲来解决所面对的问题。
Jesus said, "I will build my church." My church.
因为耶稣说，我要建造我的教会，我的教会。
Oh, such a wonderful lesson for you young people to learn now. Just take care of yourself first, and your relationship with God, and then you'll be a testimony and minister to others.
对我们中间的年轻人，我们可以学这样的功课，就是我们先管好自己，先与神有这个个人亲密的关系。这个良好的关系，当在这个世人面前显现的时候，就成为我们的服事。
Peter was very close to the Lord.
彼得是与主非常亲近的人。
And he probably learned as much, if not more, than the rest of the disciples those 3+ years.
在他与主耶稣在一起超过3年的时间里面，也许他比其他的门徒学了更多这方面的功课。
And right before the Lord left this earth,
在主耶稣离世之前，
Peter was concerned. How about this person's problem?
然后彼得就在那里问，这人将来如何？就是讲讲别人。
And Jesus taught Peter and all of us a very vital lesson. What is that to you, Peter?
那耶稣就正在那里教导他，也教导我们一个非常重要的一个功课，就是这与你有什么相干呢？
See how he shepherded Peter?
看到他怎样来牧养彼得了吗？
You young people, you take a lot of correction from parents. Do this, do that. You go to school, you hear from your teachers. I want you to hear the assignment, and all you're doing, yes, yes, yes.
对年轻人来讲，每天都有很多被更正的地方，比如说父母也好，在学校里面也好，总会跟这些孩子们讲，你要这样，你要这样，你把它记下来。
I want to share a little secret of life. It'll make your life so much simpler.
那我要跟大家讲一个生命里面的秘诀，你学会之后就可以任何事都变成很简单。
Many of us adults have not even learned this yet.
很多我们中间的成年人并没有学会。
When you are instructed by a teacher, first of all, parents.
当你被一个教师或者说尤其是父母来指教的时候，
They represent God.
他们代表神。
And what they say, and they make mistakes. God doesn't make mistakes. And here, this is where the illustration sort of breaks down.
这件事情呢，可能有一个地方我们先要提出来的，就是我们的家长或者老师会犯错，但神不会犯错，这是有区别的。
When you obey your parents with a happy heart, a glad heart, you're obeying God.
但是当你带着一个愿意的心，一个喜乐的心来顺服你父母的时候，其实你是在顺服神。
But when you say, "Oh, do I have to do it?"
如果你在那里说，真要这么做吗？
Okay, I'll do it.
好吧，那我就这么做吧，干脆就这样吧。
You're disobeying God.
其实是不顺从神。
It's very, very serious, and this is why so many young people and adults we do the same thing.
这是很严重的事。
Are unhappy.
不光是孩子们，就算我们成人，如果这样的话，这就造成了所有的这些不快乐。
The Spirit of God is grieved, is quenched
圣灵也在担忧。
Go ahead.
Yeah. 圣灵也在担忧。
Quench and our joy. I've never seen anyone upset with any authority. A boss, coworker get upset that everything's fine. No, I'm mad. I'm frustrated. That's our spirit. That's the old man.
这就是我们的旧人。我还没看到有一个在工作的里面对着自己的上级没有说非常的非常的心里面有这个愤恨。但这就是我们，这就是我们的旧人。
In that little phrase, the Lord is my shepherd. It's the Lord.
就在这个短短的章节里面，耶和华是我的牧者。这里面讲到主。
We think of the word shepherd as the one who leads us.
我们想到牧者，就想到那个带领我们的。
Oh, brother and sister, it's much deeper than that. It's the Lord's life in us. He not only leads, He's given of His very Spirit.
弟兄姐妹们，这比带领还要更加多，因为他的生命在我们里面，他的生命在我们里面来带领我们。就成为我们的生命。
Jesus said in Hebrews 12:2, "Oh, for the joy that was set before me." This is when he's going to the cross. This is when everyone is against him. He says, "I count it all joy." It's oh for the joy that was set before him. He endured. He went through with God's his Father's peace. We're in the devil's world. It's not fun. It's not easy. But We're to have a joy, peace every day.
在希伯来书第十二章第二节，大家记得那时候主耶稣，世上的人都来反对他，而且呢，他就要死在十字架上。那个时候他说：“我因摆在前面的喜乐。”大家有没有看到这个喜乐是让他可以忍受十字架的所有的这些屈辱跟痛苦？而且这个喜乐就是因为父亲的平安在他里面，这不是一件容易的事，但却可以让我们经历每一天。
Verse 2, He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. Now, excuse me. Go ahead, brother.
还有第二节，诗篇二十三章，他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
This whole verse speaks of rest, of peace. This isn't talking about when we go to sleep. This is talking about tomorrow morning.
这个章节里面讲到的就是安息，就是平安，就是在那里安睡。这可以带我们一直到明天的早上。
It's a supernatural, natural life.
这是一个超然的、自然的生活。
Natural, we're human beings.
为什么自然呢？是因为我们都是人。
But we've yielded to Jesus.
但是当我们来顺服耶稣的时候
，we've surrendered to Him.
当我们向着他来降服的时候
，and as we sing that song, live out your life in me.
就像我们曾经唱过的诗歌，愿意从我活出你的自己。
Victory in Jesus. See where the song comes in.
靠主耶稣得胜，还记得这首诗歌吧？
We're trying to make utopia out of this world.
我们在这个世界上好像要寻找一个乌托邦一样。
In my 81 plus years, and I've traveled the world, I've never found utopia.
在我八十几岁的年纪里面，已经在世界上各地都去过，从来没有找到这样一个理想的地方。
If for no other reason, where I go,Is not utopia.
但是呢，很可能我到哪里，那个地方就可以是一个。
We either carry the joy of the Lord in our heart, or we're sad, we're frustrated.
但是我们可以却把这个理想带在我们里面，我们里面可以带着这个喜乐，但是呢，相反，我们也可以带着所有的这些忧伤、这些愤恨。
You students.You know what? It's nice to have a good teacher. The teacher likes you. You like the teacher.
啊，也许我们所经历的这个情况就是，我很喜爱我的老师，我的老师也很喜欢我。
But then you go to the next class. Oh, everyone walks in. This teacher.
也许到了下一堂课的时候，所有的学生进去都说：“哎呀，今天又是这个老师。”
Do you check your joy at the door?
这个时候你就在门口把那个喜乐就挡在外面了。
Well, this hour is going to be miserable.
然后心里面就想，下面这个一个小时就会很悲惨了。
Or you're going to walk in and with the joy of the Lord, not your joy, the joy of the Lord.
或者你踏进这个教室的时候是带着这个喜乐，不是我们的喜乐，是神而来的喜乐。
You know, brothers and sisters, Jesus was joyful those 33 and a half years.
弟兄姐妹们，你知道吗？主耶稣基督他在地上这33年半都是在喜乐里面的。
Are we experiencing 24/7 the joy of the Lord?
那我们有没有每周、每一天、每一个小时都来经历这个喜乐呢？
That's what it means to be a Christian.
这个就是什么叫做基督徒。
Oh, brothers, it's a lot more than a ticket to heaven.
弟兄姐妹们，这远比一个去天堂的门票多得多。
It includes that, and thank the Lord. We're all thankful that someday we're going to be lifted up from this earth.
没错，我们的救恩包括这个，总有一天我们要从这个地上被提。
But is it now? Well, I just got to endure.
但是今天我们要学习忍耐。
I just got to, I'm going to make $1 million.
也许我的志向是成为百万富翁。
And find out that $1 million did not bring me happiness.
然后就发现这百万美金并没有把喜乐带给我。
It might buy external stimulus.
也许我们去寻找其他的刺激。
But not inner peace, not inner happiness.
但却没有里面的那个平安，里面的喜乐。
Do you want something temporary?
如果我们讲到这些暂时的事。
Go for this tinsel, that tinsel, or do you...You want something wholesome.
Tinsel.
Oh, you know the stuff on a Christmas tree that hangs there? The,
那个就是像那个圣诞树上挂的那些饰物一样，虽然闪亮，但是却没有价值。
It's not much.
这个没什么，这里面没什么。
It's phony.
那个就是在外面吸引你而已。
A lot of glitter, a lot of prettiness, but doesn't last.
那个只有外面的美丽，其实完全不长久。
Everything with the Lord Jesus lasts.
但是关于耶稣的每一样事，都是存到永远的。
Even going through, we won't get to that. I think we're almost through, but later on in this.David talks about going through the valley of the shadow of death.
这个诗篇还有很多我们可以经历的，这里面其中所讲到的，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
What is the most difficult, worst thing that any of us could go through today?
我们今天能够经历的，最困难的，那个最可怕的事是什么呢？
It would be the death of a loved one.
也许是我们所爱的人他们去世。
But even that is for the believer is so temporary.
但就算这件事对于信主的人来讲只是一件暂时的事。
David says here as a young boy, he says, the Lord takes us through that.
在这里面大卫作为一个少年人他说他会引领我行过这个死荫的幽谷。
So all the tests and things that we have happening in our life each day.
在我们的生活里面，每一天都有许多的试炼。
If the Lord takes us through death, He takes us through these trials, temptation, problems of life.
就像神带领大卫这里经过死荫的幽谷一样，他会带领我们经过所有的我们所要面对的这些难处。
But the answer, brother, sister, is fellowship with Jesus.
但是这里面的秘诀是什么呢？就是与耶稣有这个甜美的交通。
The Lord Jesus went through life tested more than any other man.
耶稣他这个一生所经历的，超过每一个人所经历的试探、试炼还有难处。
And each test, even as a young person, and then into his helping his parents until he was age 30, he passed those tests.
所有这些试炼，包括他在做少年人的时候，就要经历在父母身上所得着的这些试炼，他都已经通过了。
There was one thing that he failed in. He did not fail.
只有一件事，他似乎是失败了，但不是失败。
Only in Christ, only in the Lord Jesus, by faith, do we walk on this earth and pass the test.
只有在基督的里面，借着信心，我们才能够在这个世上经历这些事情，经历这些试炼，而且可以通过。
This is why we had such a wonderful sing time, worship time this morning, just thanking the Lord.
这就是为什么今天早上我们有在他面前这个敬拜、颂赞、唱诗的时间，因为把这些要感谢要归给他。
And as we were singing those songs, a couple times I thought to myself, make this real, make this real in my life.
当唱这样诗歌的时候，我心里面不止一次的说。主啊，你让这个在我里面成为实际，让这个在我里面成为这个生命。
Very easy to get caught up in the music itself and miss the words.
有的时候我们就被这个音乐所吸引，但是却失去了这个歌词它里面的意思。
The words must penetrate not just our mind but our heart, our whole being.
但是这些歌词应该不光只是穿过我们的思想，要穿过我们的灵魂，要穿过我们整个人。
David, as a young boy, your age, young people, he was despised by his family. He was disliked.
其实大卫像在座的这些年轻人一样，这个年纪的时候，他是被家人所厌弃的。
And his father or someone in the family said,You go out there and take care of those sheep. We're gonna live our life.
那他的家人曾经说，我们要做我们要做的事。你呢？你不是应该在田间去，在这个乡间照顾这些羊的吗
？David did a very interesting thing.
那大卫做了一件非常有趣的事。
He could have been very sad and despondent, become depressed.As a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, 12-year-old, rejected, set aside, he could have easily gone that route.
那大卫呢？作为一个年轻人，他被人这么拒绝，被人这么指责的时候，其实他很容易可以进入到一个悲伤、一个愤恨的里面。
Life actually serves that purpose of because it's not easy. It either presses it into the Lord.Or it presses us into me, depression, self.
这个生命里面这些功课呢，因为它不容易，所以呢，或者让我们学了功课，可以进入到这个得胜的里面，或者让我们进入到这个灰心、沮丧，甚至抑郁的里面。
As with David, life is not easy.
就像大卫一样，他的生命里面其实也不容易。
There's nothing in this life that's easy.
在我们的生活里面，其实没有容易的事。
And either turn us selfward into the world for solutions, or it can turn us to the one who has the answer.
这些事情可以让我们转向这个世界，转向我们里面的己，或者让我们来转向我们的主。
David turned to the Lord.
大卫他转向了神。
How about you?
那大家我们呢？
Are you turning? The reason we read the word is we start the day opening the words, "The Lord is my shepherd."
为什么我们要来读经？每天早上来读他的话呢？因为耶和华是我的牧者。
Thank you, Lord. I got an exam today. I got to meet my boss today, but you're my shepherd.
感谢主，虽然今天我要有期末考，或者我要去见我的主管，但是你是我的牧者。
I'm a little, I'm nervous. I'm frightened. Lord, forgive me. Being frightened, nervous is sin itself.
那我很紧张，我很恐惧，但是求你来赦免我，因为这个恐惧是出于己，这个是罪。
Fill me with your spirit.
因为你把你的灵来充满我。
Give me a recall of the things that I've been learning on my exam.
愿意你让我可以想起来，在这个考试里面所需要想起的那些所学过的。
That's the simplicity of life.
这个就是生命里面那些可以非常简单的事。
With the young people, it's an exam tomorrow, Wednesday or Friday.
那对年轻人来讲，也许是周三或者周五你会有一个考试。
We're going to meet people this week. Might not like us.
也许这一周我们要遇见一些人，他们对我们是有敌意的。
Are we at peace?
我们有没有平安？
Is the Lord our shepherd?
耶和华是不是我的牧者？
Is he living in us?
他是不是在我里面活着？
Read the word daily.
每天来读主的话。
Just even one of the psalms begin.
也许就是从一个诗篇开始。
10 minutes. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
也许就从这个诗篇开始。耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
You make me to lie down in green pastures.
是你使我躺卧在青草地上，领我到可安歇的水边。
It simply means there's plenty of resources from heaven for our life today.
这里面讲的是什么呢？就是说在天上有许多为我们今天所要遇见的事情已经预备好的。
You give me spiritual water.
你给我那个属灵的活水。
A quiet flowing brook.
就是那个非常安静的那个涌流的活泉。
That refreshes my soul.
因为这个活泉可以让我的灵舒畅。
My cup runneth over.
我的福杯满溢。
Only mercy. Surely mercy.
必有恩惠慈爱。
Follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell with the Lord forever.
一生一世随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
A very condensed version of Psalm 23.
所以这是非常浓缩的诗篇第23篇了。
Lord, we're thankful that there is an answer in your Son.
主啊，我们要感谢你，因为在你的儿子里面有所有事情的解答。
We bow our hearts before you and just say, "Fill us with your Spirit."
我们的心在你里面要说，求你用你的灵充满我们。
My spirit in itself is mad, frustrated, disappointment. Disappointed, worrying.
在我里面的灵是失望、灰心、沮丧，甚至愤恨。
But your spirit is life.
但是你的灵却是生命。
Abundant life.
而且是丰盛的生命。
Overcoming life.
是那得胜的生命。
And whatever is ahead of us this week, you have overcome.
在我们这一周所要面对的一切里面，你已经得胜了。
May we walk victoriously.
愿意我们是在这个得胜的里面来行走。
Walk in the light.
在光中。
Walk in the love.
在爱里面行走。
The very life of Jesus.
是在耶稣你自己这个生命里面来行走。
Fill our hearts.
充满我们的心。
With your life.
用你的生命充满我们。
In your name we pray.
奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.